Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on Episode 5 of Konosuba Season 2. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. So last we left off, that prosecutor showed up and, she seems to assume that Kazuma had, screwed the pooch by leading monsters everywhere. And I feel like, it's probably Aqua. You know, she either did something stupid or it's just her divine presence that's attracting them. Oh, yeah, I know where this is going. They saved Aqua for last. Oh, ho ho. Yeah, that's basically proof in and of itself. You know, she did something. Alright, there we have it, I guess. You know, she's repelling all the undead from the dungeon and thus into the above ground, where they can really cause a problem. So I guess the question here is, you know, what's going on? Like, does Kazuma get slapped with another charge, or is it as simple as if they go fix the problem, then there's, no hard feelings? I mean, it seems like there might be consequences, but Kazuma's managed to, I guess, talk the prosecutor into letting them help. If I were in the prosecutor's shoes, I would not be letting them help at all, seeing as how they caused the problem to begin with. I mean, I guess the cooperation aspect is nice, I suppose, but frankly, I wouldn't trust them to not screw things up even more. So these little critters, they obviously aren't the undead we assumed, or perhaps I assumed, but there's something kind of messed up about them regardless. I mean, I'm not sure if Aqua's instincts are necessarily correct about the masks, but clearly something's, not good. You know, that information from the prosecutor might have been useful up front. Although at the same time, you know, this is like tailor-made for darkness. It's kind of weird because she doesn't seem to be gaining gratification from this. You know, she just seems to be by and large immune. You know, honestly, the proper punishment here might be just to leave Aqua in the dungeon. Oh dear. You know, there's really no winning for Kazuma, the poor guy. Like, no matter what he does, it seems like somebody's there to just lay into him and, you know, say something that damages his reputation. Now, I guess... Oh. Wow. That's really something if darkness can actually hit these things. You know, they must be, less than a standing target. They must be trying to get hit. But I was going to say, these are definitely different than the undead monsters we saw before. So I'm wondering, what happened to them? You know, where did they go? Did these other monsters chase them out? I'm wondering. And it almost seems like this is the case. So I feel like maybe confronting the mastermind of this whole thing probably isn't a great idea. Just because, like, the little dolls are something darkness is able to hit, it doesn't mean that this guy is just as easy. You know, especially because he seems considerably more competent. I mean, he's declaring himself to be one of the Demon King's lieutenants. So, you know, that means, even if his talents are in creating, like, little puppets, surely he's got to be very powerful in, well, just in general. Alright, so that's something. You know, this guy appears to be more of a magician than anything else, you know, not a combatant. Oh. Yeah, this is actually a very bad matchup. You know, if he is sustained by negative emotions like shame and stuff like that, then darkness is tantamount to a gift from God, you know. All he has to do is pick on her a little bit. So I guess that's interesting. You know, part of his goal was to wipe out all the monsters in the dungeon, presumably for some other fell purpose, but he's not really elaborating too much right now. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure exactly what this guy's motives are. You know, he says he has a death wish, so presumably he wants adventurers to kill him. But, I'm not sure why precisely he feels that way. I mean, this seems to be, if nothing else, an elaborate form of fun for him. Alright, so it seems like death in and of itself isn't quite the goal. It's more he wants to pull one over on adventurers to the very end. Yeah, you know, I feel like, yeah, I'm not quite so sure about this guy's motivation, because, like, the death wish is one thing, but surely this is, like, a big goal that he doesn't want to die before he completes. So, it's more like, if he has to die, that's how he would want to do it. Alright. You know, it's kind of interesting to have a character who, I guess, can read people's minds, you know, if only so that he can, effectively tease them. You know, for one of the Demon King's lieutenants, he has, some interesting rules, you know. He's not willing to kill humans, but I guess he is willing to kill Aqua, and he's sort of hinting here that, he knows she isn't strictly human. Yeah, this guy's kind of an interesting character. I feel like he's precisely, the sort of enemy Kazuma and his party shouldn't be facing just because he's a little bit too intelligent for any of them. I mean, I don't know how Aqua would fare against this guy, because at least the Doulahan, he was undead and therefore susceptible to her magic, you know. Like, I'm not sure if this guy has any such weakness, and he's definitely too smart for them to really have any hope of outwitting. And I mean, especially considering that nobody really has the physical skill to match him, then, yeah, I guess there's not much you really can do. I mean, I guess if Darkness were a competent combatant, maybe she could, defeat him in single combat. Well, you know, that's something. It seems like sheer dumb luck managed to work things out. Although I do have my doubts that he was really, truly this sort of demonic lieutenant. Okay, so there we go. It's the mask that's important, not necessarily the body. But, yeah, I mean, were it not for dumb luck, I'm not sure how they could have killed him, because I feel like as Kazuma was going in for the stab, he would have been able to evade it. You know, it was only sheer dumb luck that Kazuma tripped and fell into him. So the big issue now is that, this demon is now inhabiting Darkness's body. Although, oh, I was going to say it's kind of a double-edged sword because he's not going to be able to hurt anybody. But at the same time, this is also a boon for Darkness, you know. This is a perfect opportunity to be beaten mercilessly. And I guess the interesting thing is that, her mind is not easily taken over. I mean, one wouldn't think that Darkness is a particularly strong mental powerhouse, but I guess, you know, the idea of having her fetishes gratified is, I guess, giving her the power to endure and hold out. Yeah, that's gotta be a real bizarre experience to sort of, inhabit somebody's body and then they're, you know, happy about it. No matter how much you threaten them or try to, make the situation worse. I guess it's good in a sense, you know, Kazuma was able to, erase the magic circle and do what they came here to do. Yeah, you know, I feel like, this demon's barking up the wrong tree by saying, "Hey, you wouldn't want to harm this girl, would you?" Personally, I think Kazuma would have no compunctions about dropping her. Now, I guess what I'm wondering is if the mask can sort of detach at will. Yeah, you know, I guess ultimately, through sheer obfuscating stupidity, they've managed to overcome the demon. You know, I'm not sure exactly what that talisman does, but presumably it prevents the mask from doing anything, and now I guess Kazuma's assuming that Aqua would be able to take care of it once and for all. Yeah, you know, it's also telling that Aqua, or not Aqua, Darkness rather, is very content with this situation. Which makes me wonder if maybe she would scuttle things just to force everyone's hand into trying to beat the mask off her. You know, something tells me neither Aqua nor Mega Man are going to have any compunctions with whacking Darkness either. I mean, Divine Magic might not hurt Darkness, seeing as how she, in and of herself, is not evil. But, yeah, you know, it's very telling that Aqua's decided to shoot first and ask questions later. So that's interesting. You know, the demon is very clearly aware that Aqua, you know, just coincidentally has the same name as that water goddess. You know, maybe he hasn't put two and two together that they're one and the same, but he definitely knows something's going on. You know, I feel a little bit bad for the demon. You're not in a good place when Aqua's being smug at you. Although she does have a point. You know, a mind-controlling demon talking about etiquette as though it has the high ground in any situation. So the idea that this demon was also on a wanted poster, presumably with a very high bounty, you know, I guess maybe this presents a chance to wipe out Kazuma's debt. It's also rather telling that the demon is far more competent in Darkness's body than she is normally. So I guess this brings up the question, does Darkness just miss on purpose? You know, it had always been presented previously that she can't hit things, but it's seeming increasingly like she won't. And, you know, that's right in line with her whole, I guess, goal of being beaten by monsters. You know, like, no monster is going to beat you viciously if you can also just fight back. You know, you have to display a bit of incompetence first, I guess, to really drive it home. Yeah, I guess seeing as how Darkness can be competent, this makes the demon that much scarier if it can inhabit Darkness and actually do stuff. It's just a shame that Darkness won't be competent on her own. I guess the real question is, what can Kazuma do? I feel like he's just gonna have to talk down to her and verbally abuse her. I mean, that's one thing, it might work, but I feel like it's going to have repercussions later. So it's interesting that seemingly the seal is preventing Darkness from removing the mask. I'm not sure why that would be the case. But, it's interesting that, I guess, Darkness and the demon are sort of, not necessarily in agreement, but Darkness certainly isn't helping by voicing the plan. I I'm wondering what Cosmo's angle here, if he's actually trying to gain a favor into the bargain here. You know, because he's kind of gone back and forth about whether or not he would do something like he alluded to in the previous episode. Alright, so that's interesting. You know, I guess subtle misdirection. Rather than stealing the talisman and tearing it off, he just burned it. So yeah, I guess it's all on darkness now. Like, tear off the mask, and... yeah, I don't know, the situation still isn't great. Now that's something. Megumin's not immediately willing to lose her explosion magic on darkness. I feel like that's almost uncharacteristic of her. I mean, I get not wanting to commit friendly fire, but I feel like this is a rather dangerous life and death scenario. I mean, I recognize that this is sort of attempting to set up like a bittersweet kind of mood, but when you get down to it, there really aren't any consequences. Even if Megumin does blow up darkness and kill her, Aqua would be able to resurrect her. Like, this isn't something that has permanent consequences. Now, I'm wondering what Cosma's game is here. You know, he's trying to make himself out to be responsible for the prosecutor, seemingly to try and get some goodwill. But I feel like, just when he says, like, I'll take responsibility if this goes badly, I think not only will it go badly, it will reflect poorly on him in the future. I mean, suppose Darkness's father hears about this, his daughter being possessed by a demon and then blown up. Even if she is brought back to life and all's well and good, you know, I doubt he'd be too happy about that. Well, you know, I take that back. I guess it all worked out. You know, taking responsibility for something and killing one of the Demon King's lieutenants ended up working out. Because I guess the root of the accusations before was that he might be a spy. And, you know, I guess it's pretty clear he's not. Oh, wow. That's something for her armor actually to have been destroyed. Because I was given to understand that her armor was pretty darn powerful. Wow. You know, that explosion was no mean thing if it, you know, blasted her armor to shreds, even if it didn't kill her. But, that's almost more impressive than anything else, that she managed to survive when the mask didn't. And you know, I guess the episode wouldn't be complete with everybody making fun of her name. So they're being rewarded now, but I guess the big question is, okay. There we go. I guess they are sort of, well, they weren't wiping out the debt, but, you know, they are being rewarded in excess of the balance of their debt, so now they're out of the red again. Yeah, you know, it's a rare sort of happy ending. One has to wonder, how are things going to change for the worse again? Because, you know, things can't be happy for very long. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.